Good morning, friends. This week, my friends in USA Midwest had a wonderful connection with CAB U4 to work on the lesson preparation today. As I was praying about what to say, I started thinking about why I come to the lessons every day. Here's a society of people, depending on where they live, faithfully wake up early every morning or sacrifice their evenings in order to attend the lesson. There are many other things we could be doing, but instead we choose to sit at the feet of a great Kabbalist to learn this wisdom. But it's not so much a matter of what we learn or the knowledge that we gain, but it's the connection with our friends. I'm here because I want to be an example to them. I want to show my support. I don't want to let them down because I know they are doing the same thing for me. And it's through our connection together that we receive the knowledge. We receive the light of Kabbalah. So today, as we enter the lesson, let's set our intention towards connection. That's the key to everything we do. And now I'd like to pass it over to Jean.
Thank you, Gary. So, dear friends, dear Berkeley, dear Rav, I can see a lovely family in a blessed home. I'm very pleased and honored to represent my 10, which is KB4, and Midwest from USA, to present the preparation for this morning lesson. We know that when we come here, we feel this responsibility, because we know that everything comes from the hands of the Creator. So, I'm very delighted and grateful in the same time, yes. But let me add something. This morning, when I wake up to be here to present, my first thought was about you, friends, all of you. And I prayed. Yes, I prayed. I prayed that you all would knock at the door of the king's palace and enter with no flow, no distractions, no blemish. And this should be the state to enter even in the morning lesson with open hearts. Yes. Inspired. I can tell you, my heart is beating now. Really, I can feel it. It's beating the music of love, of connection. Very heartful. So, what can I add to close? Let me knock the door for you. Please enter. Echaim.
אנחנו מתאספים כאן לייסד חברה.
We gather here to establish a society where each of us follows the spirit of bestowing upon the Creator, and to achieve bestowal upon the Creator, we must begin with bestowal upon man, which is called love of others. And love of others can only be through revoking of oneself. Thus, on the one hand, each person should feel lowly, and on the other hand, be proud that the Creator has given us the chance to be in a society where each of us has but a single goal, for the Shekhinah, divinity, to be among us. And although we have not achieved yet this goal, we have the desire to achieve it. And this too should be appreciated by us. For even though we are at the beginning of the way, we do hope to achieve the exalted goal.
Now we'll have an active workshop. And the question is, how do we reach love of others? Again, how do we reach love of others?
להגיע לאהבת הזולת.
to reach love of others. Well, the Creator brings us there. We can want it. But to truly get it, it's a gift that you get after you ask very much. All of the work that we're doing here between us all the time, it's in order to reach love of others. In this way, bit by bit, the gate that opens up for us shows us the distance we have from love of others. And that strengthens in us the request to actually get it. And we have to keep knocking on this gate until up above they'll decide the time has come.
We can help one another, that there will be a desire to reach the love of others. And when there will be this desire, we can turn with it to the Creator. Just like He is love and bestowal, such He'll be able to bestow upon us to do this miracle.
We'll continue in this lesson as well to make efforts in love of others, even though it's against our nature as much as this doesn't really tempt us. And we will pray that the light from the text, from the connection, from Rav, from the connection between us, will beget between us this new quality of love.
Step 2. And since it is against our nature, we need a society that will form a great force so we can work together on annulling the will to receive, called evil, as it hinders the achievement of the goal for which man was created. For this reason, the society must consist of individuals who unanimously agree that they must achieve it. Then, all the individuals become one great force, where one can fight against oneself, since each one is incorporated in everyone else. Thus, each person is founded on a great desire to achieve the goal. And in order to be integrated in one another, each person should annul himself before the others. This is done by each seeing the friend's merits and not their faults. But one who thinks that he is a little higher than his friends can no longer unite with them.
Question for an active workshop. How will we help each other to become incorporated in the Ten? How will we help each other to become incorporated in the Ten?
בדרך כלל אנחנו שומעים
Usually we hear that there are two things that where we need to operate and we can operate. It's an example and a prayer. No matter what I want, what I feel, I can always give an example and awaken a desire in the friends and envy. And also I can always pray.
In these examples of bestowal and annulment, in order that we can help one another, pay attention to our friend, and bestowal and service and annulment, I saw it Chonoch and PT5 a bit tired. Everyone knows just how much these friends are investing.
And I also see how much the examples of the friends influence me. And also when friends speak about other friends, indeed, like Itzik said, an example and a prayer.
The first example we can give to the friends is annulment. Annulment towards the ten, annulment towards the society, annulment towards everything that we want to do together. And from there, as Rabash wrote in the excerpt, that if you don't annul, you haven't even begun the path.
Nochi.
Yes, what can I do to the friends? This actually is our way to reach love of others, bestowal. It only passes through receiving help from above, through the prayer from below. As we hear all the time, the Creator relates to the ten. He does not relate to an individual person. When we become incorporated, when we make an effort, each one to enter the friend's heart, to really pull the point of in the heart outside, and only through it to connect between us, then we begin to feel this force, this magic that exists in the connection between us. And we have to try to make sure that every friend will be in that. The moment even one is not in it, it's like we have a shortcut and we cannot reach the required voltage. So we need to be in our root and concerned that all the friends will be in that.
The most important is not to want anything, except to bestow because of His greatness, since any reception is flood, and it is impossible to exit reception, but only to take the other extreme, meaning bestowal.
Tony.
Yeah. Yes. Sorry, I lost the audio.
Silent workshop. Let's focus together on the greatness of the Creator. Let's focus together on the greatness of the Creator.
prayer. Great Creator, we have assembled together this day in order to bring to you our effort and desire to draw closer to you. We know that could only occur through our connection, and we understand that we will reach this connection only with your help. We beseech you from the bottom of our hearts to unite our prayers for unity into a single desire and fulfill this deepest request so that we might attain adhesion with you.
Great Creator, we have assembled together this day in order to bring before you our effort and desire to draw closer to you. We know that that can occur only through our connection, and we understand that we will reach this connection only with your help. We beseech you from the bottom of our hearts to unite our prayers for unity into a single desire and fulfill this deepest request so that we may attain adhesion with you.